Christmas songs than that.
Okay, well, hey, are there any Bob
Elevator
Lynn...
Elevator music.
Any Bob Lynn fans out there? Bob Lynn made the top 10 in 1966 with Elusive Butterfly, and that's it. Although he's still been performing, Bob Lynn has now released his first album since 1971. The album is called Finding You Again, and this is How Dare You Love Me Like This. Bob Lynn, How Dare You Love Me Like This, and that comes from his new album, his first album since 1971. It's called Finding You Again. And, Paul, were you impressed?
I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. I thought his voice sounded like... It sounded like a Leonard Cohen song with his voice an octave higher, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Some great musicianship. The bass line was fantastic, and the guitar playing was great. I'd like to have heard the drums a bit more. Drums were low in the mix. I think the producer wasn't a drummer.
Okay. Robbie Quinn.
Equally impressed. I thought it was brilliant. The sound was like very etheric. It was mystical, but his vocal is immense, given he's not recorded for so long. And I just think, what else could he have produced during that time? I'd like to hear the rest of that album.
Well, it says in the notes he's written over 300 songs over the years.
So yeah.
And he's just not been interested in recording. Very strange.
Yeah. I mean, he could have been out there quite popular. He could have been, you know, touring throughout the whole of the world and an immense talent.
Yeah. Well, when you consider the great renaissance that people like James Taylor had, you know, he could have almost ridden on the back of that. You know, a lot of popularity for singer-songwriters about 15 years ago.
Absolutely. He must have his reasons. I'm just so pleased he's taken the opportunity to release something now.
I think it says on the sleeve notes, actually, in big letters, "I hate recording," which is why he's not recording anything.
Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't like people reading his lyrics.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good little quote.
Jean?
I liked it. I mean, I'm not familiar with anything that he's done, you know, before this.
I know Elusive Butterfly,
but that's what I mean. I was only sort of known about that. But I thought it was really, really nice. I loved the guitar on it. Thought it was well produced, and would like to hear the rest of the album, actually. I thought the sound was very of today. So, nice, easy listening album.
Okay. Ron Ellis.
Not my taste in music at all, I'm afraid. If he's written 300 songs and he's not recorded them, God knows what they must have been like if that was one of his better ones. Just not my style of music at all. Sing a song about it.
Thank you. Well, one of the top...
Nice guy. Enjoyed that a lot. Best of luck to him. Good on you, Rob.
Okay, well, thanks very much to the panel. Jean Catherall, Ron Ellis, Robert Quinn and Paul Ryan. Stay tuned now for Fenery Up Front, and then Billy Maher, who you never know at 10 o'clock, may be playing I've Been Everywhere, Lara again.